Abbott's John Frels, Vice President for Diagnostics Research and Development, discusses how the company's innovations are changing health technology around the world.
We close holes in people's hearts. We eliminate finger sticks for people with diabetes. We identify viruses that could threaten the next pandemic. I've got a front row seat into the innovation that's going on, and it is a very exciting time to be here.
See how Abbott innovations are reimagining what's possible at www.healthtech.abbott.
This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. And in Europe, music streaming service Spotify has filed an antitrust complaint against Apple. A new salvo in the broader battle over how and whether to rein in alleged wrongdoing by tech giants. It gets heavy. We get into it after these tech headlines. Elon Musk is set to unveil a new Tesla for the masses. The billionaire entrepreneur is expected to unveil the all-electric Model Y compact sports utility vehicle Thursday as he aims to turn Tesla into a mass-market car company. Days after cutting the price of Tesla's Model 3 sedan to reach mainstream buyers, we expect the Model Y compact SUV to be unveiled Thursday night in front of fans and customers near Los Angeles. Tesla is targeting a broader spectrum of buyers with an SUV, the fastest-growing vehicle segment in the U.S. and China. It is also critical to Mr. Musk's bid to move beyond a luxury brand and pump out a long-promised 1 million cars a year, quadrupling what it did in 2018. The latest in delivery wars sees Starbucks fighting a hot startup in China. Starbucks, of course, built its empire in China on the idea that customers would want to be seen inside its posh cafes. But the sudden rise of the local upstart Luckin Coffee has the giant racing to build the best delivery system for the frenetic Chinese market. Starbucks' battle with Luckin highlights the value of delivery services. The company's sudden rise has put Starbucks, Luckin, and McDonald's in a race to build the delivery system best tuned to the Chinese market. And how much does 5G cost? Well, if you ask Verizon, they say an extra $10 a month. Only customers of Verizon's unlimited data plans will be able to access the 5G service, and they must also have a compatible device. Verizon will begin offering 5G phone service in some parts of Chicago and Minneapolis on April 11th, and the service will be free for customers in those cities for the first 90 days. Coming up, Spotify accuses Apple of stifling competition in an EU complaint, as big tech battles the ongoing turmoil of big regulation.
Abbott's John Frels, Vice President for Diagnostics Research and Development, discusses how the company's innovations are changing health technology around the world.
We close holes in people's hearts. We eliminate finger sticks for people with diabetes. We identify viruses that could threaten the next pandemic. I've got a front row seat into the innovation that's going on, and it is a very exciting time to be here.
See how Abbott innovations are reimagining what's possible at www.healthtech.abbott.
Spotify has filed a complaint to the antitrust arm of the European Union. It alleges that Apple has abused its control over which apps appear in its app store. The restrictions, Spotify claims, are designed to limit music streaming services that compete with Apple's own Apple Music. It is on. Let's get more from across the pond. Joining us from Paris via Skype with more is Wall Street Journal reporter Sam Schechner. Hey, Sam, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Tanya.
Of course. So let's just get into the specifics first. This claim over the abuse of control, not an uncommon theme in big tech these days. Here it is again. The claim is that Apple unfairly handles which apps we see, how things are marketed. How so? What exactly is Spotify saying here?
So, yeah, Spotify is making a claim that ties into this broader question of how responsible big companies that offer platforms are to smaller businesses that use those platforms, even if they might compete against them. Specifically, Spotify is arguing that Apple, especially after it launched its Apple Music service, threw a lot of obstacles in the way of Spotify in terms of, you know, selling premium subscriptions to its customers. Specifically, Apple has an in-app purchasing system on which it takes a cut, and Spotify, in order to avoid paying the cut, was having people subscribe turned off of Apple's system. That, you know, meant that they couldn't do certain types of marketing within the app according to Apple's rules. And Spotify claims that that was unfair and that it wasn't a level playing field for it, you know, against Apple's own app.
Yeah, there are a lot of issues at play here. It all comes down to regulation again, though, right? So the topics, you know, ranging from privacy and taxation to hate speech and competition. The core argument seems to be that big tech companies have become like utilities and should be regulated as such.
Well, that's certainly one strain of thinking. I mean, we're hearing that more and more on both sides of the Atlantic. On one hand, you have somebody like Elizabeth Warren, the Democratic senator who's running for president, saying she thinks that big tech companies should be broken up. And she cites an example like Amazon, saying that it shouldn't be in the business of selling. It should be broken up from the business where it is selling its own products from the platform that allows the sale of the products. That it's not fair. They're just necessarily going to advantage their own product. In Europe, actually, some of the same stuff is being investigated, but they are reluctant. The EU competition chief shied away from the idea of a breaking up these companies when asked about it this weekend. She is, in fact, investigating Amazon on that very front, you know, whether or not the company uses its data as a platform for third-party sellers to then go in and compete with those sellers.
Right.
And so it's that exact kind of behavior that Spotify is accusing Apple of engaging in. Whether or not the facts will actually back that up is something that, you know, will have to be determined. And it's not even necessarily clear that the EU will open an investigation on this front. Spotify has been rattling this cage for a while, but this week they have filed this formal complaint that will oblige at least the EU to look into it.
So this makes things official. It steps everything up a notch here. It's the first official complaint made at this level about Apple's App Store. You know, and this, like we've been saying, escalates the global battle over how to regulate tech giants. It seems more and more that we should look to Europe for what comes next, where, you know, it's where action is being taken. It's where things are really playing out. So in terms of how you see big government taking on big tech in the near future, what do you see playing out?
Well, Europe has certainly set some examples. And when you take their privacy rule, the GDPR that went into effect last year, we're going to see some enforcement on that. And we may in the U.S. see, you know, there's definitely talk about a federal privacy law.
Sure.
Already, you know, California has implemented its own law. On the antitrust front in Europe, I mean, there's the German antitrust authority has made a decision against Facebook saying that it has to stop collecting data about people's use of apps and websites off platform, you know, not on Facebook, when they haven't consented to it. You know, that's an interesting stretch in antitrust law. And it's the kind of thing that other authorities might take a look at, and that originated in Europe. The other big area that is certainly a major talking point in Europe, but has also spread somewhat to the U.S. is taxes.
Right.
You know, the EU and some countries in the EU, like France and Germany, or, you know, perhaps soon to be former countries in the EU, like the UK, have been pushing these tech companies to pay more in taxes in the countries where they do business. And the U.S. is always, I mean, they certainly don't like unilateral taxes like the one France introduced last week. But they're coming to the table now at the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, this sort of think tank of rich nations, to come up with an international proposal to address this problem. So that push, which really started in Europe, is now taking on a more international scope.
Right. You know, a lot of weighty issues. It's certainly global. We always appreciate the big tech news from overseas, Sam. So thanks as always.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That is it for the tech news briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.